Chapter 14. Well, he had known that he had loved Speke at the same time that he hated him, justifiably hated him. But the knowledge of his love had been very fleeting and infrequent, and it hadn't affected him. During the dream-gum nightmare, he had felt so horrified at the realization that love lay far beneath his hate that he had screamed. He awakened to find Wilfrida shaking him, demanding to know what had happened. Wilfrida had smoked opium or drunk it in her beer when on Earth, but here, after one session with dream gum, she had been afraid to chew any more. Her horror came from seeing again the death of a younger sister from tuberculosis and at the same time reliving her first experience as a whore. "It's a strange psychedelic," Ruach had told Burton. He had explained what the word meant. The discussion about that had gone on for a long time. "It seems to bring up traumatic incidents in a mixture of reality and symbolism. Not always. Sometimes it's an aphrodisiac. Sometimes, as they said, it takes you on a beautiful trip. But I would guess that dream gum has been provided us for therapeutic, if not cathartic, reasons. It's up to us to find out just how to use it."
"Why don't you chew it more often?" Frigate had said.
"For the same reason that some people refuse to go into psychotherapy, or quit before they were through, I'm afraid."
"Yeah, me too," Frigate said. "But someday when we stop off someplace for a long time, I'm going to chew a stick every night, so help me, even if it scares hell out of me. Of course, that's easy to say now."
Peter Jairus Frigate had been born only 28 years after Burton had died, yet the world between them was wide. They saw so many things so differently. They would have argued violently, if Frigate was able to argue violently, not on matters of discipline in the group or in running the boat, but on so many matters of looking at the world. Yet, in many ways, Frigate was much like Burton, and it may have been this that had caused him to be so fascinated by Burton on Earth. Frigate had picked up in 1938 a softcover book by Fairfax Downey titled Burton, Arabian Nights Adventurer. The front page illustration was of Burton at the age of 50, the savage face, the high brow and prominent supraorbital ridges, the heavy black brows, the straight but harsh nose, the great scar on his cheek, the thick, sensual lips, the heavy, down-drooping mustache, the heavy forked beard, the essential broodingness and aggressiveness of the face had caused him to buy the book.
"I'd never heard of you before, Dick," Frigate said, "but I read the book at once and was fascinated. There was something about you, aside from the obvious derring-do of your life, your swordsmanship, mastery of many languages, disguises as a native doctor, native merchantman, as a pilgrim to Mecca, the first European to get out of the sacred city of Hara alive, discoverer of Lake Tanganyika and near-discoverer of the source of the Nile, co-founder of the Royal Anthropological Society, inventor of the term ESP, translator of the Arabian Nights, student of the sexual practices of the East, and so forth. Aside from all this, fascinating enough in itself, you had a special affinity for me. I went to the public library. Peoria was a small city, but had many books on you and about you, donated by some admirer of yours who'd passed on, and I read these. Then I started to collect first editions by you and about you. I became a fiction writer eventually, but I planned to write a huge, definitive biography of you, travel everywhere you had been, take photographs and notes of these places, found a society to collect funds for the preservation of your tomb." This was the first time Frigate had mentioned his tomb. Burton, startled, said, "Where?" Then, "Oh, of course, Mortlake. I'd forgotten." "Was the tomb really in the form of an Arab tent, as Isabel and I had planned?"
"Sure, but the cemetery was swallowed up in a slum. The tomb was defaced by vandals. There were weeds up to your tuchus and talk of moving the bodies to a more remote section of England, though by then it was hard to find a really remote section.